grieving, to feel grief or great sorrow. Death to me is something that happens every day. Whether it be a plant or animal, people and things die all the time. My mama says it's a part of life. So on January 20th, 2018, when my grandpa, Opa, died, my reaction was grief. Now, I hadn't seen him in a while, and our last visit didn't end on good terms, but I loved him so much. My Opa was the kind of man who would tell you how when he was young, he bought explosives and blew stuff up. He was also the kind of man that if my family wasn't my number one supporter in swimming, it would be him. He was funny, caring, supportive, and a really good listener. I lived 8 hours away from my Oma and Opa, so seeing them wasn't rare, but it was hard. But running into the big farmhouse after an 8-hour car ride and getting big bear hugs and kisses made it all worth it. Now, as time went on and we got older, it got a lot harder, and the last time I saw my Opa was when I was going into high school, so over 2 years ago. So getting the news that someone you hadn't seen in 2 years is dead is heartbreaking, but I didn't cry. I prepared myself for this day for over 2 years. Sounds terrible, but I got something worse than tears. Depression. My mind was basically in the gutter, but my body told me to move. We can't sit here and be sad. He wouldn't want that. Move, girl. Move. The week following his death was one of the hardest weeks of my life. No final or state swim meet could match the fact that it was a slow and hard week. Friends were giving me condolences, teachers with heartbroken looks on their faces when I told them I wouldn't be there that Friday, and just the feeling of sadness creeping up when I was sitting in class. I don't know why this hit me so hard. It's just a part of life, isn't it? I remember when my Uncle Sean died almost 3 years ago. It took my mama 3 months and a trip out of the country to stop grieving. But then again, sometimes I hear under her breath, "Oh, Sean, I wish you were here." Everyone grieves in different ways. Some are quiet and do it when people aren't around, and some just cry and take the time to reflect. People also do different things to cope with grieving. Some might take time off of work, or take a trip, or just try to move on as quickly as they can. One thing I have found helpful was swimming. Now, I know I swim all the time, but I'm talking 5 a.m. on a Tuesday morning when most of the world is still asleep. I'm up working out and starting my day. Something about swimming a couple of laps and having the water in your ears reminding you that you can try and swim your worries away. Even though I cannot run away from this, I must face it head on like a bull, but I won't charge at it. Instead, I will walk with my head high and keep the saying, people die all the time, it's a part of life. Because we are on a journey called life. It might throw you curveballs and destroy everything in your path, but you must keep going, because life is going to move on with or without you. It's your choice whether you get up and move, or you just stay there. We all get on the same path eventually. So, Opa, here's to you and your 83 years. Where the path takes you next is hopefully to a better place, and I know you'll be watching your Little Mermaid and the rest of us go along our paths.